Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of Inspiring Millions with Anjana. She is often called the right hand and the eyes for many. She has written over 1,000 exams for differently abled students, students with cerebral palsy and Down syndrome. She helps them to dream big and be an achiever in life. Her selfless service for the past 16 years hasn't gone unnoticed. She has won many awards and recognition for her effort, including the Nari Shakti Puraskar, which was given by the then President Ramnath Kovind. My guest today is Pushpa Priya, or popularly known as Pushpa NM, the Indian scribe. Welcome, Pushpa.
Thank you, Anjana, for inviting me for this forum.
Please tell us in brief about your life, your education, and your profession.
Okay, my life, if I would like to talk about my life and the childhood, is like it was not that really associated with like a sense of innocence or outdoor games and sense of safety and security that comes from the family, and of course the availability of education. And now I would like to tell my own story that I saw my mother sobbing and asking for God, why me? Because we were faced with the situation in which my father was bedridden and my mother was undereducated, and my brother and I were very young and unable to think also. And we lost almost all that childhood plays and everything. So yeah, my mother worked with and earned money for us, and which was just a 500 rupees INR, and we had to make the ends meet by paying rent to the house and eating one meal a day. And I've been grown up and now I have lost my entire family and I miss them all and I feel alone. After my family dispersed, and I would like to express my gratitude to everyone who helped me, especially my office team members and my other friends. But on a background of my childhood, it was all pains. And if I'm coming back to education, why education is important is like education is everything. And at least, you know, nowadays people say that slogan that, you know, education is just a paper in the papers, but it's all in your mind and knowledge. Yeah, that's very true, 100%. I'm a live example for that. And my education helps everyone to develop the skills and taking a decision making, you know. It's a problem solving and logically thinking. People face problems in their professional and personal lives. In such situation, their ability is made to rational and inform the decision comes how you are educated and how self-aware we are. So I had completed my education and I had very bits and pieces, and I had completed my 10th grade with a great difficulty. And then I was admitted to the college where I completed my class 12th and great difficulty. Again, the final somehow I completed my diploma in computers, and from here I began to earn as an young age, and then the entire schooling in college was like half a year going and half a year working. Yeah, somehow I completed BA second year, and then again the bits and pieces started to take me a long time to complete my education. Now that I'm admitted here in BSW second year, now I'm just doing in still continuing it. So this is all about my background and education.
How did you get into being a scribe for those who can't see or write?
Yes, basically a scribe is a person who, you know, normally somebody who dictates, would take down the notes and then prepare the documentary. But the scenario is here quite different. Why is it different is because you're writing for one of the specially abled students. This is. It's not just like a person who's just, you know, sitting behind you or something like that. You sit with the person who's very disabled and who's not having a vision, and he can only hear you, and you also can hear what he speaks. So what I do scribing is I write for specially abled children and students who are not able to write from their own hand.
As per the government guidelines, scribes are not allowed to write for any subject they themselves have studied at the university level. So what do you do if you have to write for the student or for the subjects you studied?
Anjana, what has happened is the rules and regulation of what I am trying to see is only in recent years that has been given the judgment from the government's perspective. But when I started, I was not aware of any policies, or I was not really aware of anything. The only thing that mind struck to me was, how do I help these people? How do I make them to move into the next level of their career? And that is what the mind that stuck to me. And basically at those times, there was nothing like these, some rules are put across for the scribes, and you know, this is what they have to do. Only these people can only do. Tell me one thing, yes. If a person was not able to make at that point of time, when the scribe is of not a different combination, if he is not getting the scribe at all, then his whole year is just gone like that. So would you lie, any people standing in this position, would they help that person, or would they just keep quiet because of the rules and regulation? That's a part one, okay? So we can't do anything else. But initially when I started these all things, there was nothing, rules and regulations, that I was also writing for 10th standard students. And now that recent couple of years that they have made that the same combination person cannot scribe for the students. And of course, yes, so mine was a diploma in computers, and then I took it forward in the diploma computers. And that's how I started my scribing journey. And yes, of course, there are some advantages and disadvantages too, and there are a lot of movement for me, when scribes were not coming in and they backed off at the last neck of the moment, I had gone and written. My all intention is only to write, because see, there are a lot of rules and regulation. When we keep discussing, I think probably I can tell you so that you will get to the point what exactly it is.
Did you undergo any kind of training or course? If so, did it help you?
Not at all. There is nothing, any such that training for being a scribe.
Please share with us about a day when you are writing an exam for a candidate. Do you also do any kind of preparation before the day starts?
No, there is no preparations also that I do it, because I don't know the subjects that they are having. Some students are in Kannada medium, some students are in Hindi, some students are in English, and some students are in Telugu, and again in Tamil. So what happens is here, like, one thing is, there is no age bar for anyone to become a scribe, or any age can write for them. Only preferably that, as per the government rules now, that you should not be on the same combinations. But for me, since I've been writing for everyone, and it's become for me, how do I put it across like that? It's generally every weekend I'm very scheduled with writing and scribe for students. So there is no prior, as you were asking me, is there any prior trainings or prior learning that you have to study yourself? Nothing. It is nil. It's a zero. Only thing is, your presence is required for them. That's it. The rest, they will only do everything.
I'm sure it must be challenging also, right? Supposing, like, for instance, if the answer is wrong, or if you feel that you are losing your patience, or if the candidate has not been able to express himself or herself.
most of the time that I will never know the person, or I would not meet the student at all. Okay, since it is my work that I am doing, it is just a word of mouth. It is not through any of the organizations, not through any of out of interest or something like that. When I started to write for the first student, that student went and told another student, and that passed on from one to one, and that's how now I'm writing this scribe. That's a vision, like individually. So what happens is, right, once the student is connected to me on the WhatsApp or something, or a call, and he tells me, ma'am, there is a exam at this date and this at this time, and this is a venue, and that is all I know. Okay, and I take down through the WhatsApp his all ticket, and I examine that, and then I just go directly to the college at that particular time and date and venue that he has provided to me. I meet the students there only, and there is no prayer that I have to prepare myself.
Supposing if the answer is wrong, do you prompt the candidate to tell you the correct one?
See, there is no chances for us to prompt or tell them this is wrong, what you're saying, the answer is wrong or correct, because it is not like a normal process for people sitting in the room, like how the normal student sits and write. When it is like normal students, if I mean to say it's normal students, means like you will have a room, in that room you will have 120 students writing the exams, and there will be an invigilator who is going to examine you, and the cameras are going to be there. Yes, for these people, for one student, there will be allotation of one room. So in that particular room, there'll be one vigilance sitting next to us, and I am going to be there, and the student is going to be there. It's only your three people, and the camera footages will be there. So they'll be monitoring you through that camera footages. And there is no way for me to prompt saying that, hey, this is wrong. Whatever he tells me, that is what my duty is to jot down to the booklet. And that's what I have to do that. And, there your lip should definitely not move. Only your lips should move is once you read out the question. See, everything is challenging. Like my heart will be telling me that grammar is wrong, or the sentence is wrong, what you're saying it, but I can't help. I'm helpless there.
You must be having unique stories of your students. Can you share one of the most unique ones and the learnings from there?
So, first of all, what inspired me to do this scribing is like, learning is a treasure. We all know that, we'll follow it like an owner everywhere. And I had a lot of difficulties finishing my education. Some kind people assisted me, and that is how that I obtained the bits and pieces of education. So keeping this in my mind, the initial stages when I started, when this student accidentally, I happened to meet him, and we discussed on the bus, and then he explained me how the volunteer can bring a smile on and how useful they are to their lives. And that took over me, the first stage. And then I sat for writing her exam. So he in turn introduced to me another female, for the first student whom Emma had written her scribing for second PU. And it was like for me, what do I tell? I myself was like, not confident about myself. Okay, whether I'm going to complete her exams or not, like that kind of mentality, my mind was running. What if I jot down the wrong answer, if she tells me the proper one? And that anxiety made me to say that, to tell her that, no, I can't take it for the next exam. And finally, somehow, like she said, no, sister, like nobody is there, and I've already, I just searched and I couldn't get last. I've got you. Please try to just help me, whatever the knowledge that you have. And basically, we don't know the subjects also when we just go over there. So that first stage was like I had not confident. I was not confident really I did not have a patience for me to sit the 3.5 hours. You imagine, like, when we are writing our own exams, we don't have that much of patience. The all and all that mind would be tickling is that, when would I complete this 3 hours and get out of this room? And that is the kind that I had. But yeah, on an old period that I have come across, many combinations have taken the scribing for people. In fact, today morning also, I had 2 exams, and that's how I had to come here and take the call at this time. Today I had some Karnataka public service exams, and I had written. In fact, there are a lot of changes in me that my handwriting started to change, and my writing skills was improved, and my listening skills started to improve. I had a little bit of patience, and then I had 100% of confidence.
As we all know, most of the exams are for 3 hours. Supposing a candidate is slow in answering or doesn't understand the question, in such a situation, how do you handle it?
Yeah, so a lot of challenges are there, definitely. I'm not saying that, because in any sector, if you take, everything is a challenge for us. There might be a candidate who are really not that very 100% that they know everything on what they have to learn for that particular exams. And there will be another category of students also, that there's some students are brilliant and they can just tell me even with the full stop grammar and comma and apostrophes and capital letter, where to use and where not to use. You don't believe, today I can write, if they have given the 3 hours, I think the kind of the students telling me about the questions, when I read out all the sessions and I tell them, okay, how confident are you to answer? And then he confidently answers me. I listen to it and I jot down it. Probably, the wavelength matches for me now. I think hardly 1 hour is sufficient for me to write the exams. See, my handwriting was not that very good when I wrote my first paper. Can you believe it? Because the student was say, always stressing to me, sister, please let your handwriting be little bit good for the evaluators to correct and know exact point what I have told you and what you have written there. So based on that, my career moves on. Others, if your handwriting is not neat, then they'll just give me half mark, and that will not be sufficient for me to move for next marks, right? So she stressed on me on this one.
If there are students who do not understand English, how do you communicate with them, or how do you make them understand the questions? Apart from English, in which other languages do you help?
Let me tell you that I write 5 languages, and I also added to this one, I'm writing as a scribe and acting as a scribe for many categories disabled students. Initially I started with the visually impaired students, and then I moved to cerebral palsy. Again, then I moved to dyslexia students, and then after that autism, and then after that IQ less students, and after that only the reading part I took, and then other one is normal students who are met with an accident and unable to write, and I lended my hand writing as a scribe for them also. And next one is like blind and dumb. Only on the signs of your hand gestures that you have to write their exams. And these are the categories that I'm writing, and I'm writing in different languages. Sometimes, as you said that, if a person doesn't know, student doesn't know about the language, if he doesn't know Kannada, and if he knows English, so what I have to do, I have to act as a translator there. I have not studied sign language, but languages. So what do I do? Like a dumb and deaf and blind student, what I do is like I hold the fingers, okay, on the desk. I make them write, like, this is a question. So if I'll hold their hand, if I need to age limit, so I have to write each word for them, holding their fingers and making get them on the sense that T-H-E-R-E, there, is, no. Like this, I have to take, but it takes some time for that one.
As I said earlier during my introduction, your tireless work has not gone unnoticed. On 8th of March 2018, you were honored with Nari Shakti Puraskar by the then President Ramnath Kovind for your efforts, for your selfless efforts. You know, when you look back, how do you feel?
I never dreamt about, like, you know, getting the award and I would reach there to that peak. I was only doing my work like I used to write. That's what I was aware. I was not bothering about any of my, you know, like, what do you say that, awards or, you know, getting me recognized or something. Yes, my only intention was, like, since I had faced a lot of problems in my childhood for the education purpose, like I was asked to go get out of the classroom for not paying my fees and not taking the exam for the public exams in grade 7, and that's, I know the pain of it. And then I thought, okay, yeah, I had to do something, but what do I do? I'm not that very capable of to help on a monetary support to people, but yes, what I generally thought the day when first I wrote for the student, then I realized that, you know, instead of me giving a monetary support, why don't I give my time and my energy? So that would make a lot of difference for people in this world. So I wanted to set an example for that. And that is how I opted this, and I, you know, I just moved it. I got, unexpectedly, I just got this opportunity which has come to me, and I seeked it. And I'm right now here. Yeah, when I got an award, it was like a surprise for me. And trust me, when, even though I'm standing next to the president and holding that certificate, the award, I was thinking still, in my mind was running, am I this Pushpa standing over here and receiving this prize or award? Oh my God, I can't really believe myself. And yeah, that was a little bit surprise. And I was very happy that, you know, on my birthday, that was in March 9th, 8th was my award ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan, where the president handed over the awards to me. And the next day was my birthday, and it's like a memorable day for me on that day, because that was the day that I met the Prime Minister. And I was there for all day. I think, you know, it was such a memorable, standing next to him, talking to him and, you know, shaking his hands. It's like, okay, I really still could not express myself, but yes, an ordinary girl from some corner of the world, place and state, just going and standing next to the Prime Minister. You imagine, it's like a luck or something. But anyways, I did really, I did not have any expectations or anything else for what I was doing. I never expected anyone to recognize me. I never expected anyone to, you know, just see, this girl is doing like this. Till today also, I don't keep any expectations in my head. Without any expectations, I just go to the room, write what they say, and just do my bit of work and then come back. Even after the award, can you believe it? I came down to Bangalore after my award ceremonies, everything. The next day, I wrote two exams for the guy who has come, flied out from Dharwad. Some governmental exams I had to write. I accepted, I wrote his two exams, and then again I continued. I never stopped anywhere. My consistency was still there till today also.
What primary skills does one need to have to become a scribe?
Yes, see, as I was saying you initially, like, you know, there is no age limit to become a scribe. Anyone can write as a scribe, especially able students. See, however, they must have one, listening skills, patience and writing skills, and understanding of the way the student learn. So what I feel is when I'm writing as a scribe or specially able students, no, all they need is a good listeners. And they have to jot down very neat. Why am I stressing about the patience and writing skill is because when you write, your handwriting, when it is very legible, then only they are going to get the marks for that. If your handwriting is not legible, then they are the losers.
It's a great sense of responsibility being a scribe for special people who are extremely talented. And people like Pushpa help them to show the skills. I'm sure this episode has been an inspiring one. Thank you, Pushpa.
Thank you so much for you people coming forward and giving this motivation. Maybe I'm not that very good motivator or something else, but of course, yes, I could motivate some people with my own knowledge. What I would love to say to people who are listening this podcast is like, see, everyone cannot do everything to people, okay? At least a 5 paise kind of good works, if it impacts another person's life, you know, it is just a big deal. You imagine, like, if somebody wouldn't have helped me for some my education, I wouldn't have standing like this today, right? And I don't know who's there are a lot of people, even, you know, when my mother passed away, I did not had a job. And to do her crematorium also, I did not had a single pie in my hand, actually. It's all like just like-minded and good-hearted people who really helped me. And I really thanks them. And there are good people also. So let us be good to people and kind to people. Let's act that kind of one kind of act. If you just lend to them, that hand will definitely lend to another. It's just like a chain passing. But yes, do good and just leave it there. God will take care. That's what I believe.
This is your Sochcast. And thank you for listening to Inspiring Millions with Anjana. We'll be back with another inspiring and an extraordinary story of a person who has touched many lives. Till then, stay tuned and stay healthy.